This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, if you'd like to call Dr. Shealy right now, the telephone number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to meet with Dr. Shealy, either via telecommunications, telephone, or in person, that telephone number at his clinic in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And if you'd like to go to his website, look at Optimal Health, recommendations for your health and wellness. If you'd like to purchase the vitamins, minerals, and supplements where I get them, that's normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Gene in Kentucky is with us. Welcome, Gene.
Good morning, y'all. I've got two questions for you, Vincent, if you don't mind. Long time ago, first of all, I'd like to know, I'm just curious why you don't give the date of your program each time you start your program. So I know if I've listened to it before, you know, it's a rerun.
You know, okay, all right. We don't have very many reruns here at USA Prepares.
Yeah.
And the only time that we have reruns is when there is a telecommunications failure of some kind. So let's say CenturyLink quits, shuts down here at the studio, or we have a flash flood and it wipes out the telephone lines, or if Genesis Communications has a problem, but that's pretty rare. But that's the only time that we typically run reruns.
Well,
now, there have been times when, yeah, when at the farm, I've had to do. Radio is a passion of mine. Teaching is a passion of mine, but it doesn't pay the bills. The farm pays the bills. So sometimes I absolutely have to have either a rerun because of telecommunications issue, or I have an emergency here at the farm, or most of the time, if that were the case, we'd have a one of our instructors take my place. But the reason that I don't use the day and the date is because the reason that most broadcasters do is they're afraid of being sued, and they can focus on the date of that broadcast, and they can say, well, see, this broadcast was on this date. That's why they tell the date. But if you were to ask them why they mention the date, they really can't answer that question because they don't know. They do it because the boss does. So if you're listening to another network, they typically say, you know, today is Tuesday or whatever the day may be, and the date, because they hear the boss do that.
Yeah, well, I enjoy doing it. It's for my own information, too. So
I don't want to do it.
I heard Vincent say that, but I can't remember what day it was. I have to go back and listen to I caught what you were talking about, the subject, you know, since it's so...
Yeah, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it because a lot of the times...
I understand, but I sure like it. But anyway, that's my opinion.
Well, let me flesh out the rest of the reason, Gene.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do it because if I do teach a class, and a lot of the material that we teach is not time sensitive. It's subject sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot, see, we don't read the news and regurgitate the news and then beg for money. That's not what we do. Okay.
Whatever. Okay. I've been listening to talk radio for many, many, many years. So I remember this gentleman that came on years ago. I started. Well, it was local in Louisville, and so I would listen to him, and I would record it at night. VCRs were out then, so I would. I had also had a double cassette tape, and we call it double deck cassette tape. So I would set it for. I think the program was on like 90 minutes or whatever it was. It was a local guy, and then when I started listening Coast to Coast, I would put that on the, just the audio part, of course, and I would put that on longer VCR tapes, like what's the 4 hours, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
I had both the older format. What was that called? Betamax. I probably still have it. Maybe I finally got rid of my Betamax and Sony. And then I went to, what's the other one called as a beta?
VHS.
Yeah, VHS, and then I ended up getting double decker on that, so I could record my talk shows. And then I graduated to a gentleman that was on the national radio, and I can't remember his name. If I heard it, I'd remember it. He was national syndicated. I forgot what station I heard it on, but I enjoyed listening to him. And then I graduated to internet radios. No, it was local in Louisville, but it was almost very hard to get in. They would screen the call, something terrible. They didn't want talk about a certain subject. I wasn't what they were. I only got on a couple times because I never called much. I just mostly listened. And then I graduated my internet radios, and then I found y'all before I found the other one. And then I listened to both, and I also listened to other stations through my internet radio. And I got another personal question for you.
Well, before you do that, you can certainly ask that question.
Uh-huh.
So, what is the broadcast called that you are calling right now? What are we called?
Genesis Communication Network.
That's the network. But what is the class? What is our class called?
USA Preparedness.
Okay. So USA Prepares. So isn't it interesting that you know the network that we're on, Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. You know the name of the broadcast class, but you don't know the name of the other broadcast that you listen to. Now the
I take everything with a grain of salt.
Well, hang on. Here's why I'm mentioning this. Because we strive here at USA Prepares to teach things that we think people need to know.
Mm-hmm.
We ask questions of the experts about things that we think our class should learn about. So we're actually trying to teach things that are useful rather than be background noise. So what I find fascinating is that you've listened to these other programs, you've recorded them, but you don't remember them. Now, this is not a commentary on you. This is a commentary on the broadcasts.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, if they were that valuable, you'd remember who the heck they were.
No, not the one that was a national syndicated. The guy was, I just remember that he said he went to night school, had children, and got himself through college. He was great about that. I don't know if he's still alive or not. But if I heard his name, I'd go, oh, yeah, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
If I heard the name. But anyway, I've got a personal question to ask you. You can answer if you chose not to. You mentioned a long time ago you had three children. You had a daughter, but you never mentioned your daughter. Is she okay?
We don't have any grandchildren. I wish we did.
I understand, but break your heart.
Well, no, it's... our daughter has never met Mr. Correct.
Really?
Well, you know, I've taught our children.
All your children haven't.
Well, no, that's all of them. All of our children have never been married. All of our children don't have tattoos. All of our children are readers and researchers. No one has any nose rings, nipple rings, belly button rings.
Neither.
Okay. No one has tattoos. They have all been educated to a very high degree at their own choosing.
Yes.
Okay. They have very high standards. Our boys do not want to marry a tattooed woman. They don't want to. They don't want to marry a drug addict nor a felon. They want to marry someone who wants to do better in every respect. They don't want to marry someone who's a high-maintenance woman. Okay?
Depends
our
on
daughter,
their choice. I can't believe there's not some decent women out there for them, but that's everybody's
well,
choice.
Okay, all right. So, all right, class, if you have a 30-year-old daughter who meets the criteria of never being branded, tattooed, no antennae, like in the face, the nose, okay? Someone who is clean living, someone who is not a runaround, someone who is pursuing to be better in every respect in her life, and they want to meet a handsome guy who's never been married, who lives on a farm, send me an email.
Get the personal thing.
Okay? Instructor at usapreparers.com.
Okay. Yeah, my brother met his latest, well, I think it's second wife, yeah, through the internet, and of course he got a prize, and she did, you know. But that's my opinion, how she puts up with him. I told me better hold on to her, because he's a pain in the butt, worse than me, you know what I mean? And anyway.
Our daughter, I've talked about our daughter. She is in her 30s.
Yeah.
She was homeschooled starting at age at sixth grade. She graduated with her. She went to a university. We would drive her to the university. She was probably the youngest student at the university. And so she got her bachelor's degree. Then she received her master's degree at a different university by the age of 19. She has been a computer programmer and a systems designer until the university that she worked for decided that they were going to eliminate her job. So she has been a contracting computer systems designer and programmer for about a decade, and she works for very large organizations.
Are they going to demand anything of her coming up about the jab?
You're
going to
refuse? Well, no. She would quit.
Yes,
she would
good.
Quit. All of our children would quit before they were either tattooed, branded, or stuck with the China jab.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had two children, lost one years ago. But anyway, I think he wouldn't have taken it, my oldest that I lost. I was thinking he was more smarter than I am and more of a rebel like I am. My surviving son is not a rebel, and I no longer see him for years. And my grandson came back into our life recently, and he unfortunately got on Facebook and put his certificate, which very much upset me. But there's nothing I can do about it.
You know, Jean, what you're describing is something that a lot of families I have learned are wrestling with. There are the people who like the current president. They think he's great. They think that the government telling us that we should get the China virus genocide jab, we should all get that. That's what they think. And there are people who are dividing themselves among those kinds of lines, and it's ripping families apart.
My husband and I apart, but I don't let it up. I tell him he's got to put up with it, because I'm part of his life, whether he likes it or not, for 50-something years now, and I want to know if he's taking the jab, and he won't tell me. He says he hasn't, but I think he's lying. Whatever. But anyway, I appreciate y'all being out there, and I love listening to y'all.
I love you, Gene, and I think about you every time I think about chocolate.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, I've got a couple calls on the line. I just wanted to say that if you have a son or daughter who would like to meet the opposite sex, as Gene in Kentucky suggested, if your child is kind, considerate, honest, has not been jabbed, is pursuing greater knowledge, is pleasant, is not spontaneous and reckless and not careless, and is willing to learn about farming, and farm living, and doing things the honest way, you can send that information to instructor at usaprepares.com, and I will pass that on to our children. And, of course, you know, make sure we have an email address. I'm serious about this, because none of our children has found the ideal mate, because either lack of honesty, integrity, misrepresentation, disfigurement, meaning, you know, tattoos and things like that, or laziness. I mean, so all of the things that you think a child of the 1950s or the 1960s would want to have, I guess they got that from their parents, meaning Mrs. Finelli and me. I guess that's where our children got it from. So seriously, if you think you've got someone who'd like to meet someone who's hardworking and is honest and and pleasant to look at. That's what our children are. So instructor at USAPrepares.com. And if you want to put your phone number in there, that'd be kind of a nice thing to do. Dr. Shealy, any comments? You've met the boys.
Well, interestingly, none of my kids have tattoos. I would have probably cut them off.
Well,
physically.
Okay. You would have cut the tattoos off, or cut them off from the
family? I would have cut
from
the tattoos off.
Okay. I wasn't quite so graphic with our children. I just said, you know, any of y'all get a tattoo, you're out of the will. Simple as that. You're out of the will. You're on your own. And I guess they felt I was serious. Robert in Kansas, and then Randy in Texas. Robert, welcome.
Hey, Vincent. Well, you know, man, give her my number, okay? And we'll see what happens.
I have met you, Robert. How do you mind sharing your age?
I'm 38 now.
Huh. Well, okay. Do you really want me to do that?
Well, I mean, you know, if she wants to just talk on the phone or whatever, that would be, you know, it's not a big deal to me.
All right. So you live in Kansas. Have you, let's just go through the quick interview. I can't imagine you being jabbed. I can't imagine you going along to get along.
Well, Vince, you know me well enough. I'll let you decide whether or not it's a good idea.
Well, I think I want to do it. Yeah, I think I want to do it.
Okay, that's not my call, but I heard you.
I got to tell you, she's going to think that your flat earth thoughts are kind of over the top, you know. She's going to think that's a little nutty.
Crazy, then. Yep.
Yeah.
That's
okay. All right. So you wanted to talk to Dr. Shealy about medicine?
I did. Vincent, I want to talk about why married people look alike as well. I have some thoughts on that. But Dr. Shealy, hypothyroidism, that could just be an iodine deficiency or a nutrient deficiency, right?
Or a fluoride poison.
Oh, fluoride, yes. Okay. So filter your water, folks. Okay. Vincent, you're asking about married people, right? You had some questions. I was just thinking about it, and I agree with you that I see that too. And just looking at events like the same environment, right? You know, weather, sunlight, you go into diet, same water. Dr. Shealy just talked about fluoride in your water. Same air you breathe, right? You go into lifestyle. You know, are you guys sleeping well? Do you exercise? And then even experience-based things, right? If you're married decade after decade, there's something called, you know, and your consciousness develops, there's something called epigenetics. And you do start to look in a way that your experience in life will show on somebody. So that's a lot of what that is, I think, then.
Yeah, and, you know, I did have a question about hypothyroidism, and the question is, can someone who's hypothyroid be healthy?
Jake was in big trouble
disease.
With the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden sought to reverse key policies of former President Trump during this weekend's summit of the Group of 20. Biden lifted steel and aluminum tariffs enacted by Trump that was good for American producers, but had caused friction between the United States and the European Union. Talks included preventing Iran from securing a nuclear weapon, and Biden forged an agreement with other countries aimed at making corporations pay more in taxes. As leaders agreed the climate crisis must be addressed, China has announced it will continue to build more coal-powered power plants for at least another decade. For the first time, the Supreme Court will hear lawsuits against the Texas heartbeat law, which makes abortions illegal after a heartbeat is detected. Linda McLean, a professor of law at Boston University, tells CBSN what to expect.
To challenge an unconstitutional law that prevents women from getting access to abortion after 6 weeks.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As the federal government is demanding to be a part of your medical life with vaccine mandates, Americans are losing their jobs. And with the absence of first responders, this policy is making Americans less safe. Frontline workers will be rallying in Washington, D.C. today. D.C. firefighter Will Jones tells Fox News someone lost their life over the weekend in New York City because leaders there closed down over 24 firehouses due to the vaccine mandate.
Obviously, we don't want that to happen, but just yesterday, there were 26 firehouses that were closed down because of staffing shortages in New York. And unfortunately, someone lost their life in a fire because the first two company, the one that would be the first engine company supposed to respond, was shut down because of those shortages. We don't know what will happen, but we know that's a distinct possibility, and that's what we definitely want to avoid here. And especially in D.C., it's incredible that they're going to these lengths because we are providing negative tests before coming into work. So we're not a threat for spreading COVID. We're providing these negative tests, yet they're still saying because you haven't made that same personal health choice that we want you to make, that you're going to need to lose your job. And that's really going to jeopardize the entire city, put everyone in the city at risk. And that's why we're so vocal about this and speaking out against it.
The Houston Astros stayed alive in the World Series as they defeated the Atlanta Braves 9-5 on Sunday. Game 6 moves back to Houston on Tuesday. Atlanta leads the series 3-2 in the best of 7. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Robert's with us, Randy's on hold. Dr. Shealy, just to continue what Robert was saying, can someone be hypothyroid, underactive thyroid, and still be healthy at the same time?
Difficult to be totally healthy with hypothyroid. Always there's going to be some kind of symptom, lack of energy among other things, but probably not perfectly healthy.
Okay, how about a weakened immune system? Would that be part of it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if someone's hypothyroid, are they more susceptible to infections, colds, and if they get the jab, more likely to get really sick or succumb to the jab?
Well, I think so, but I think that's true. It's hard to distinguish between good, bad, and worse.
Yes. All right. One last question before Robert asks his questions and makes his comments. So we've learned that the firefighters and the police and emergency workers, etc., across the country are saying, you know, we are not going to follow the mandate. We are not going to get the jab, of which there is a serum that hardly anyone who, well, no one who's delivering the serum, no doctor, nurse, or medical practitioner really knows what is in that liquid that's being injected into the body. No one really knows, because we've discussed that, other than the manufacturers themselves, and very few people actually understand what's in, even the manufacturers, employees don't know, all of them know what's in the jab. So, that being the case, it sounds to me, Dr. Shealy, like people are being threatened by the president and their bosses. You will get the jab or you're going to lose your job. Now, does that mean, in simple terms, that you will get the jab, of which it's of unknown contents, and you might get very, very sick or even die from it to keep your job? Is that really what this means?
Well, that's what it means. I mean, it's beyond stupid and serious, in my opinion, but it's where we are.
Would, if you had a job, if you were dependent, if you were working at the hospital, you know, a hospital, for example, rather than being in private practice, and you received this mandate from the presidency that you will get the jab, and then you're the hospital that writes your paycheck every month or every 2 weeks said you will get the jab or you'll be terminated, what would your reaction be?
Quit.
Okay. All right. Robert, back to you, then Randy in Kent, Texas.
Thanks, Vince. I just have a few health topics, questions for Dr. Shealy, just to get his thoughts on. First one, Dr. Shealy, diatomaceous earth. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. I use a little bit of that, not much, but I think it has certain effects. Do you any thoughts on that?
Well, no, it's an additive that can help parasites especially.
Okay. Next one is... Robert,
one quick comment. Dr. Shealy and the meetup group at in Springfield, Missouri, we'd meet once a week for hours and hours at a restaurant. We did a study, and we provided for free... I'll give you the website in just a minute, but we provided the diatomaceous earth. People consumed about a teaspoon in a glass of water for a week. And Dr. Shealy, didn't we find that everybody felt better? Didn't we find that? Okay.
Yep.
All right, back to you, Robert.
Next topic would be grounding. They call it grounding when you put your body, your feet, like on the ground, especially when it's wet, you can get in contact with soil. It's supposed to pull energies out of the body, put energies in, or have a certain impact on our health that I don't understand, but I know that you deal with a lot of that in a realm with some of your products and stuff, doctor, that any thoughts on that? Or like, I also call it wilderness therapy, just being out in, you know, among the trees and among the waters and stuff apparently has an effect on the body. Do you have any comments on that?
Excellent. Good stuff.
Good stuff. Okay. And then next, and this one is maybe along the flat earth lines, right, Vince? But sunlight we know does certain things to the body, vitamin D, we know about that. But, Dr. Shealy, any comments on sunlight having even more of a nutrient or more nutrients in it, let's say, or more of an effect in the body that is not well understood by most people?
Well, I think there's no question it enhances health. It's partly the energy and partly the vitamin D, but I think it's actually being in nature. that is enhancing of health, recognizing the majesty of the universe.
The last one, Dr. Shealy, hot and cold therapy. Any thoughts on that, which could just be a sauna or cold shower, what have you. I heard of something called vasoconstriction, where you really relieve the heart of a lot of the work it's doing whenever you either that you get the whole body really hot, like in a sauna, or really cold, like in a hot, a cold tub of water. It has a certain effect where the heart doesn't have to work in the same way in terms of the capillary level of exchange in the body.
Yeah.
Oxygen, nutrient exchange at that level.
The heat actually is detoxifying. It helps you get rid of, through sweat and urine, toxicity in the body. And then the cold shower afterwards is rejuvenating.
All right, Dr. Shu, that's all I had, Vince.
Before you go, I just have a couple quick comments. So there's a gentleman by the name of Larry Smith in Omaha, Nebraska. He owns a custom feed service in Nebraska, and he also owns EarthWorksHealth.com. EarthWorksHealth.com. They manufactured and still do, the diatomaceous earth that we consume and we have here on our farm. So if you'd like, this is not a commercial. This is an endorsement class. This is the same product that Dr. Shealy did his tests with to see what the reaction would be, because he knew that a diatomaceous earth was safe. And it's this white powder. It's the consistency of flour. And you can mix it with your animal feed. Some people will use it to preserve dried rice, for example, seeds, legumes, etc., beans, mix it with so that when, if there are any bugs in it, when they hatch, they get sliced up. Because if you were to look at diatomaceous earth, it's organic, under a microscope, it would look like shards of glass. So to an insect, they get sliced up by it. But for us, it doesn't harm us at all. So we have it, we've tried it, we've used it, and we do use it, and our animals use it. EarthWorksHealth.com. And the guy to ask for is a gentleman by the name of Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W. That's his name. I've spoken with him. He's been on the radio with us here at USA Prepares. And here's their telephone number, 800-228-5836. 800-228-5836. And you can mention to him that you heard about it on USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy, and that Dr. Shealy has been saying it's safe for years and years and years. Is that correct, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely.
Okay, there you go. And so 800-228-5836. And I will pass on the information, Robert, to our daughter, and I'll warn her about the flat earth thoughts, and that you are a contrarian, as so is she.
Well, Vince, just you give me a call too if you'd like, Vince. No big deal.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, Robert.
Bye.
Randy in Texas, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hey, good morning. If I could just comment real quick, it's not what I called about, but my wife and I have actually been having a lot of discussions about our two sons and our daughter, because they're not vaccinated. And we are concerned about future husbands and wives for them, because I think that this is going to be a major problem down the road within a few years. And networks, communities are going to have to be developed that for people like us who are concerned about this. And that's just a side note. I just wanted to comment about that.
Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Well, I would say, good on you, mates, as our Australian friends would say. Honestly, I suppose if I were at that age, or my kids were at that age, I would encourage them to only consider the unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you feel the same way, right?
Absolutely.
So what happens if a vaccinated person is seriously interested in one of your children? I mean, are you going to step in and say, wait, hold it? This is real serious. You know, you're talking about potential serious diseases that you're marrying. I mean, is that the discussion?
I think that's going to have to be a discussion. Now, whether or not they listen is a different story. My mother used to tell me, she's not the right one for you. She's going to cause you grief, blah, blah, blah. And I never listened. Okay. I will admit that.
Was she right?
But she was absolutely right. Every one of them. You know, there's only, I'm telling you, I think from what I remember, there were only like two women in all of my entire dating life that my mother actually approved of. And one of them is the one that's still with me right now. And
isn't that great?
Absolutely. But it took me, for me, it took me 40 years to figure it out.
We've never welcomed a slow learner to USA Prepares, but welcome.
Hey.
There's a lot to what you said. And there was I had a wonderful friend. I never met him. His name is Bob Chapman. And he wrote the International Forecaster. And he was on the air with us. He was great. And he was on once a week with us. And I asked him on the air, and I've asked Dr. Shealy the same question. So how do you feel about arranged marriages? Now, I'm not talking about, you know, for wealth. I'm just talking about mom and dad looking at the potential, you know, in the potential mate. Does this make any sense? And I believe Dr. Shealy said, yeah, he's all for it, and I'm all for it, and Bob Chapman was all for it. Because we can see things as adults that our children seem to be semi-blind to. Dr. Shealy, isn't that right?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, that's part of being a parent.
Okay. Anything else, Randy? You had a medical question, right?
Yeah, I've got a medical question to ask.
Okay, and then we have Wayne in Mississippi. So,
representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Randy in Texas is with us. Wayne's up next. Randy, I really appreciate what you've said, and you've rung the alarm about the kill shot, the China virus vaccine, and how important it is to make sure that your children find spouses who have not gotten the kill shot, because they could be marrying into a disease-prone family. Please continue, and then quickly, please.
Yeah. My question for Dr. Sheely, and let me just preface this there real quick. It sounds worse than it is. It's not good, but it's not totally as bad. I have a brain tumor, and it's an acoustic neuroma, so it's benign. But still, there's only so much room up in my head. Now, they first discovered this about 10 years ago, and at that time, I looked at the only two options there were, which were either this draconian surgery, how they drill a 2-inch hole in your head. I mean, it's terrible, or a gamma knife radiation treatment. And I opted for the radiation treatment. Now we come 10 years forward. I think that it's getting bigger again, or at least I think it is. I'm going to go for an MRI sometime this week. But what my question is for Dr. Sheely, are those really my only two options?
Yes.
Okay.
And again, I don't personally would not favor a repeat of the gamma radiation.
Okay.
And a competent neurosurgeon who's, you know, done this before, it is a big operation, but actually it is one of the better of the neurosurgical operations. It generally is curative.
Yeah. The only... My wife made me stop watching the videos. Because it seemed like the videos were worse than the surgery, you know. But it was just all the complications from the people who took the surgery that really scared you. But I also have another issue. We're talking about, you know, this gene death therapy. I may not be able to get into a hospital to do either the radiation or the surgery without the jab. And
well, unfortunately, that's true. That's how bad the situation is. Part of the evil empire today.
Yeah. So,
Randy, would you consider calling in next week after you've had your examination and share the results, and maybe Dr. Shealy can spend a little bit more time with you than we have right now?
Absolutely.
I think that would be, that'd be wonderful. And Dr. Shealy could explain the gamma knife versus the, you know, the actual physical removal. And maybe there's a way to have a smaller hole rather than a 2-inch diameter hole. And then, you know, those kinds of things. And I have just a quick question. Do you use a cell phone?
Not anymore.
Okay. Did you?
Because I believe that is how I got it.
And is it on your left side?
It's on my left side, absolutely.
And you're right-handed?
And I'm right-handed, absolutely. And
so you write with your right hand, you hold your hand, the cell phone with your...
And I held it with my left hand. And to make things worse, Vincent, I used to have one of those very first ones, those Motorola bricks, that used to transmit at a 2-watt... Which is much higher than what we have today.
Yeah.
But I thought it was cool. 25,
mid-80s.
30. Yeah. I thought it was cool, man. Oh, yeah. But
$3 a minute.
Yeah. And, yeah. But this is a true long-term effect that nobody considers. And
no, I did. I refused when I was a consultant in the 1990s to put wireless communications inside the school buildings. I absolutely said, we'll be talking about this in 15 years when people get brain cancer. I literally refused. I didn't do it. I did not put wireless communications in those laboratories or in the school buildings. You know,
well, I'm taking it out of my offices.
Good for you. And we don't, you know, we have all wired communications here at the farm. Randy, I'm so sorry that this has happened to you. You seem like one of the nicest people, and yeah, I'm sure you are.
Well, I appreciate it, Vincent. But we'll talk
next
week.
Please call. Please do. And, anyone who doesn't listen to Dr. Shealy, I'll just say it this way, he's an idiot. I listen to him, and he has absolutely fixed me. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much, and Randy, we'll see you next week, next Monday.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.